Welcome, good evening to the GearVlogs Automotive Podcast, episode 15 of my third season. In today's video, I talk about Ferrari signing a partnership with VGW, as well as their periodic report on their common share stocks buyback program. Rapid Response Defense System selects Mullen Automotive as the exclusive provider for Class 1 EV cargo vans. Petronic Performance Brands taps Dr. Jamie Meyer to lead product in innovation. McLaren P1 celebrating 10 years of the pioneering hybrid hypercar, heralded as the best driver's car on road and track. And U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican of Oklahoma, named Congressional Automotive Performance and Motorsports Caucus co-chair. If this is your first time here, thank you for stopping by. I'm Mario Gear, and I've been involved in the automotive industry for well over 15 years, and I'm sharing my enthusiasm for all automotive topics with you. Let's begin. Alrighty, our first story. Ferrari signs a partnership with VGW. Let's get into the story. Ferrari announced that Ferrari S.p.A., its wholly owned Italian subsidiary, has signed a multi-year partnership agreement with Virtual Gaming World, a global technology company that specializes in creation of cutting-edge online social games. Under the new multi-year agreement, effective from the first Formula One Grand Prix of the season in Bahrain, 3rd to the 5th of March 2023, VGW will become premium partner of Scuderia Ferrari. Ferrari Chief Racing Revenue Officer Lorenzo Gioghetti said, "We are pleased to announce the arrival of VGW as a premium partner. As the leader in gaming technology sector, they share our passion for innovation and thinking outside the box. We look forward to working with them in offering new assets and experiences to our loyal and passionate Tafficios." Apologies if I mispronounced that or even said that wrong. Whatever. Go on. "We are excited to partner with Ferrari, one of the world's most iconic global brands with such a rich history, success in motorsports, and a brand synonymous with winning, achievement, passion, and luxury. We look forward to working together and our next chapter of growth," VGW founder, chairman, and CEO Lawrence Escaletti said. F1 is truly a global sport with a massive reach that has experienced amazing growth in recent years, particularly in the U.S., and there's no bigger brand than Ferrari. We may operate in different industries, but share similar beliefs when it comes to the power of technology and teams for performance and the roles of passion that unite us all. So there you go. Looks like Ferrari's getting into an official online gaming scenario this year. Are you a gamer and do you prefer the Ferrari band in your any kind of racing simulator games? Comment down below. And let's go on to the next story from Ferrari. Periodic report on buyback program. Ferrari, or the company, informs that the company has purchased under the Euro 200 million share buyback program announced on December 1st, 2022, as the second tranche of the multi-year share buyback program of approximately Euro 2 billion, expected to be executed by 2026, in line with the disclosure made during the 2022 Capital Markets Day. The second tranche. The additional common shares reported in aggregate aggregate form on a daily basis on the Euronext Milan and on the New York Stock Exchange as follows. Here we have a bunch of numbers. If you're a global geek, you can read it. Let's just say for majority of the my listeners and viewers, we're going to concentrate on the section here for the New York Stock Exchange. Number of common shares purchased on February 28th, 2023, 3,203. Average price per share, excluding fees, $261.08. Consideration, excluding fees, $836,210.09. Consideration, excluding fees, $787,465.95. Number of common shares purchased for that particular month and day was 7,733. Average price per share, excluding fees, was $245.09. And consideration, excluding fees, of about $1.895 billion. So, yeah, that's if I'm reading those numbers right. Yep, $1.8 billion. Or I'm close to $1.9 billion. Okay, yeah. Going down. Since the announcement of such a second tranche till March 3rd, 2023, the total investment consideration has been in euros, 73.6 billion for a number of 329,828 common shares purchased on the EXM market, and USD 12 billion or so roughly for 52,750 common shares purchased on the New York Stock Exchange. As of March 3rd, the company held in treasury numbers 12,210,207. These numbers are way big. Common shares equal to about 4.75% of the total issued since the capital, including the common shares and special voting shares, net of shares assigned under the company's equity incentive plan. Since July 1st, 2022, until March 31st, the company has purchased a total of 1.1 million owned common shares on the EXM and New York Stock Exchange, including transactions for sell to cover for a total consideration of $236 million. The comprehensive overview of the transactions carried out under the buyback program, as well as details of the above transactions, are available from Ferrari's corporate website under its buyback program section. And links are in this article that you can find on when you read it. So, yep, there we go for that one. More money than I got to spend. So, let's move on to the next story. Rapid Response Defense Systems selects Mullen Automotive as the exclusive provider of Class 1 EV cargo vans. RRDS awarded $2.7 billion Federal Fleet Vehicles IDIQ contract by the General Service Administration. The RRDS views Mullen's commercial Class 1 EV cargo van a strategic fit for the federal government business. Bree, California. Mullen Automotive, Inc., or whatever, an emerging electric vehicle manufacturer, announced today teaming up with Rapid Response Defense Systems to fast-track U.S. federal government opportunities for potential large-scale vehicle fleet orders. RRDS, one of the country's leading small business federal contractors, has executed over 2,500 federal government delivery orders since 2014. The company currently holds a prime seat on 12 indefinite delivery and indefinite quantity federal contracts with combined funding ceiling of $4 billion. In the 2020-21 U.S. Secretary of Labor, Martin J. Walsh recognized RRDS as a recipient of the 2021 Higher Vets Medallion Award during an award ceremony at the U.S. Department of Labor. RRDS is all about providing solutions to federal government, said Mullins, Manager of Government Sales, Roland Dixon. Whether it's designing products to meet Department of Defense mission requirements or enhancing supply chain logistics, they have a remarkable success record. In addition, RRDS will be a key vehicle supplier to the General Service Administration in an awarded five-year multi-billion dollar vehicle contract. We are focused on selling our EV products to the federal government and view this relationship as a strategic step in accomplishing that goal. With the federal government's strong interest in electrifying a growing portion of its vehicle fleet, Mullins' commercial portfolio is very well positioned, said RRDS SVP Federal Fred Bowman. Mullins Class 1 EV cargo van launches this year and will be the only Class 1 EV van in the market. It's a 100% electrified, making it strong fit for federal government business. McMullen Automotive is proud to team up with RRDS for U.S. government fleet operation opportunities for our Class 1 EV cargo vans, said Mullen CEO and Chairman David Mitry. We are looking forward to working closely with RRDS in meeting the demand for EVs across the U.S. government fleet of vehicles. And then we got the belts and whatnot. So links to this article will be in the show notes. So, yep, like a company gets a government contract and being very lucrative. Go figure. Comment down below what you guys think. Pertronic brand, Performance Brands taps Dr. Jamie Meyer to lead product and innovation. Industry veteran Jamie Meyer brings decades of automotive product development experience to the innovative companies in the Pertronic Performance Brand Group. The group, comprising as Pertronic Performance Brands, a leader in the automotive aftermarket, announced today the appointment of Jamie Myers as its new Chief Product and Innovations Officer. This change takes effect immediately. In his new role, Jamie will oversee product development, engineering, and innovation for all brands within the Pertronic Performance family, including Pertronic Ignition, JBA Performance Exhaust, the original Doug's Headers, Patriot Exhaust, CompuFire, Spike, Aeromotive Inc., Waterman Racing Components, and Taylor Cable Products. Quote, "I'm very excited to be joining such a forward-thinking organization," said Jamie. "The leadership team has an ambitious vision of what Pertronic Performance Brands can be, and I cannot wait to help expand this company as well as the entire automotive aftermarket through great products and innovation." Most recently, Jamie served as the president of the performance racing industry, where he transformed the PRI show into a top 40 trade event in North America, developed an exclusive membership program for the racing industry, led the purchase of the PRI headquarters in Indianapolis, and produced a powerful media footprint for PRI, which included the popular PRI Road Tour program. He also is known for his leadership role in government and public affairs teams at the Specialty Equipment Marketing Association. Meyer served 2 years on the SEMA Board of Directors before taking the position at PRI. Prior to PRI, Jamie spent 15 years at General Motors leading multiple product development teams. He is most noted for his innovative work with the Copo Camaro, the LS and LSX line of crate engines and components, the emission-compliant E-Rod drivetrain, and multiple vehicle-specific performance parts, including the first-ever factory lift kit for the full-sized Chevrolet and GMC light-duty trucks. Meyer also spearheaded a line of EV-specific performance parts while at GM. I'm thrilled to have Jamie join the Petronix brand product team, said Laurent Potdevin, CEO of Petronix Performance Brands. He is a passionate, curious, and collective leader, and has been a true enthusiast his whole life. His decades of experience with new vehicles, race teams, and high-performance parts, combined with his energy and imagination, will pave a strong path for this entire organization. Petronix Performance Brand has a rich history of industry involvement and fosters an enthusiast culture tied directly to the quality and innovation of products brings to market and its reputation for superior customer satisfaction. Yep. Petronix is definitely one of the companies. I was actually during the discussions during SEMA 2022, I was in their booth actually talking to them about whether they're going to continue to start doing development of emission legal, 50-state emission legal swap headers for, as an example, the Ford 5-liter Coyote engines into later model vehicles or older model vehicles or, you know, whatever, to be California emission compliant. And they said that's something on their drawing boards to hopefully address. And I think it would be, because I think it's one of the biggest things keeping me from doing a Coyote swap on one of my projects, because of the fact that no point in doing it if I can't get past the smog referee watchdogs. So, yeah. Much power to Jamie on his efforts, and comment down below what you guys think. What do you remember from Dr. Jamie Myers? From, I know he's been in several, he did a lot of editorial stints on various magazines. Comment below your stories on Dr. Jamie Myers. All right, let's move on to our next story. This story is from McLaren. McLaren P1 celebrating 10 years of pioneering hybrid hypercars, heralded as the best driver's car on road and track. Going to give you guys all a slideshow as I read. Let's see some of the highlights. The first McLaren Ultimate model was revealed in final production form at the Geneva International Motor Show in March of 2013. McLaren's hybrid hypercar was announced with the goal of being the best driver's car in the world on both road and track. Groundbreaking carbon fiber construction, advanced Formula One-inspired aerodynamics, and pioneering high-performance hybrid powertrain technologies. Just 375 customer cars, all hand-assembled at the McLaren Production Center in Woking, UK. High-performance hybrid powertrain now accessible to more drivers in the all-new McLaren Artura supercar. McLaren celebrates this week the 10-year anniversary of the revival of the production version of the McLaren P1, unveiled at the 2023 Geneva Motor Show. Its remarkable hypercar is recognized as a landmark both for McLaren and the development of high-performance hyper-vehicles, showcased mostly recently by the all-new McLaren Artura. Created with the intention of being the best driver's car in the world on both road and track, design and technically specifications of the McLaren P1 provided the ideal foundation to deliver on this ambitious ambition. A series of testing and development achievements during 2013, including lapping the famous Nürburgring, immediately cemented the car's credentials. A 3.8-liter twin-turbo M838TQ V8 engine developing 727 bhp combined with the lightweight electric motor producing 176 bhp to give it a total of 903 bhp. This delivered levels of performance that were and indeed remain astonishing. Acceleration from 0 to 62 miles per hour in 2.8 seconds, 0 to 124 miles per hour in 6.8 seconds, and 0 to 186 miles per hour in 16.5 seconds. A full 5 seconds quicker than the legendary McLaren F1. A maximum speed of 217 miles per hour added to the appeal and reputation of the McLaren P1. But it was the instant throttle response and torque infield that consistently proved that electrification could truly enhance modern turbocharged powertrains. Alongside the benchmark hybridized petrol electric powertrain, the ultimate hypercar was underpinned by two of McLaren's trademark strengths: low vehicle weight and aerodynamic excellence. And I could keep reading on and on and on, but you get the idea. So yeah, links to this article will be in the show notes. Alrighty, let's move on to our last story. U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, Republican of Oklahoma, named Congressional Automotive Performance and Motorsports Caucus co-chair. From Diamond Bar, California, SEMA congratulates U.S. Senator Mark Wayne Mullen on being named the co-chair of the Congressional Automotive Performance and Motorsport Caucus. Senator Mullen is a longtime advocate for the specialty automotive aftermarket, a former competitive rock crawler, and an automotive enthusiast with a vehicle collection that includes a 67 Shelby Cobra, a 72 C10, and a 2021 Shelby GT500. Senator Mullen is an incredible advocate for the automotive enthusiasts, racers, and over a million men and women who work in the specialty automotive aftermarket, said SEMA President and CEO Mike Spagnola. SEMA thanks Senator Mullen for his leadership on legislation to protect aftermarket businesses and the millions of enthusiasts who make the industry possible. We look forward to working with him and the others co-chairs in the new Congress to protect the rights to modify and repair vehicles, race and maintain and motorize access to public lands. As a lifelong automotive enthusiast, I'm very proud to join Senator Joe Tester in co-chairing the Automotive Performance and Motorsport Caucus, said Senator Mullen. Together, we're pushing back against bureaucratic red tape and overregulations that aim to phase out an entire industry, one that serves as a centerpiece in the lives of millions of Americans. Senator Mullen joins Senator Joe Tester, Democrat of Montana, and U.S. Reps Bill Posey, R. Republican of Florida, and Stanford Bishop, Democrat of Georgia, as the co-chairs of the Congressional Automotive Performance and Motorsport Caucus, which features 14 senators and 45 House members. SEMA thanks former U.S. Senator Richard Burr, Republican of North Carolina, who served as the co-chair of the caucus from 2010 until his retirement earlier this year. Senator McMullen is always but a traditional politician, which is one of the many reasons why he has been such an effective legislator. While a political career was never a part of his plans, Senator Mullen ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in Oklahoma's 2nd Congressional District in 2012 in response to government overreach that threatened his business. During his 5 terms time in the House, Senator Mullen advocated for simplifying regulations on small businesses and helped to lead the fight to provide certainty to racers and motorsport parts businesses surrounding the conversion of street vehicles into race cars. Senator Mullen was also the lead sponsor of the 2015 law, the Low Volume Motor Vehicle Manufacturers Act, which created a simplified regulatory system for small automotive businesses that manufacture classically styled replica vehicles. So by basically what, on that last bill that he published, you have like companies that have set up like the current iteration of DeLorean Motor Car Company. I think they're based in Texas. They're literally sitting on so much inventory, original DeLorean inventory, that they can literally, if they choose to, start assembling basically new DeLoreans with updated emission requirements to sell them without having to go through crash testing and all that stuff. That's my understanding of it. So, yeah, there we go. We have that aspect for you. So, yeah, if you made it this far, thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy it. Be sure to hit that like button, share this story out, this episode out, and if you're not following me, give me a follow. And I definitely appreciate it. You can find me on all the popular platforms that we have out there. Those links will be in the show notes. So, thanks, and yeah.